Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. Welcome to it.
Couple things. Sandy's cousin Bobby is in the range today. Hey, Bobby, how's everything?
Good, Anthony.
He stopped by to shoot some M1As and some Garands that he owns, and he figured, let me stop in here and talk a bit.
And annoy people.
Yeah, a couple things I'm happy for. Yeah. I'm closing on my townhouse today at Four Seasons Great Notch in Woodland Park.
You needed to give your entire freaking address.
It's a gated community.
Oh, okay.
It's just I want everybody to laugh because it's an active adult community development.
Oh, shit. You get your own walker and stuff?
I'm over 55.
Yeah.
So I qualify for an
you get
active
a jazzy,
adult.
Is it like jazzy parking lots and shit?
No, I'll tell you why I bought there. Number one, I love the town. The range that I work in is in town. Number two, it's 1.1 mile and 1.1 traffic light.
So you could walk if you had
so,
to.
Yeah, and I only work here part-time, so now life is even better than it was before. I'm also grateful for, if you haven't heard of Charlie Cook. Charlie Cook is an internet sensation. He's on Facebook and stuff. This guy plays trombones and trumpets while shooting guns, singing happy birthday and stuff.
Oh, really?
He's doing this series, video and audio series called, I think, Driving Around with Charlie. And he drove down and he did an interview with Reverend Ken Blanchard, a.k.a. Black Man with a Gun. And on his way back, he stopped and he got me last night. And we taped two segments driving around in his car with GoPro cameras like attached to the front of my nose and everything.
Oh, like a Seinfeld sort mm-hmm. of.
So be on the lookout for that. We'll be posting that when it comes out. The other thing is my condolences. Jose Morales' mom passed away last week unexpectedly.
Really great lady.
And Jose is from PhillyGunTraining.com. Everybody we've been referring to Jose at PhillyGunTraining.com has been extremely happy with his services. But our condolences to you. I know Jose for about 10 years now, and I feel like he's part of the family. So thank you very much. Look at this, Sandy. I have the new issue of the NRA's American First Freedom.
Colin
There's Noir. A black man on the cover.
With a gun.
How did this get through?
I don't know.
Colin.
Somebody made a mistake.
Is it Colin Colion Noir? Colin Noir. Now, I watched some of his videos and stuff. He's cool. He's hip. Obviously, he doesn't appeal to all of the minority community, but I think it's a great step in the right direction by the NRA. To have him as one of their spokespersons, and I think it's really cool to have him on the cover of the America's Freedom First Freedom magazine. So kudos to the NRA for doing that. I'm not going to be so critical.
Wait a minute. Let's back up here.
Okay.
You're not going to be critical of the NRA?
Because I think they did a good job. Today, I'm not going to be so critical
okay.
of the NRA.
I knew that had to be
okay?
a qualifier.
Today, I'm not going to be so critical. Now, let's talk a little bit. It's funny. I'll tell you what, that Charlie Cook had to drive back home to Massachusetts while he was in New Jersey and in Maryland.
They banned guns in Massachusetts.
I mean, holy
moly. While you were away.
You know, similar to what Attorney General Kane did in uh-huh. Pennsylvania yep. with executive fiat banning Utah and Florida non-resident carry permits.
Just on a whim. That's how easy it is.
Yep. Their attorney general looked and saw what they could do through, you know, whatever legalities she has as the highest law enforcement officer in the state. And again, it's going to be tested in court, but she banned anything that looks and or operates similar to an AR-15, which
gun.
Basically means any semi-automatic
yeah,
rifle
pretty much,
could
yeah.
fall
yeah.
under this, you know, Woodstock guns and everything. So I don't know where the cookies are going to fall, the crumbs are going to fall from this, but this is what happens, and this is what's so scary. And
that would be like a Ruger 10/22, wouldn't it?
They'll ban that too.
Yeah.
Sure, why not? That's a semi-automatic,
yeah.
and
Marlin,
it has a 10-round magazine,
60.
Marlin 60, the Marlin Nylon 60. So oh, who yeah. knows where it's going to stop? You know, while talking about that, where is it? Right here. Where I'm looking for something. There was a survey done in New Jersey about banning guns. What guns should be banned? Let me see. New Jersey residents. This was in Politico. New Jersey residents support gun ban, Sandy.
Oh.
New restrictions to prevent mass shootings. Okay. And the poll, New Jersey residents overwhelmingly backed. There was 863 people out of 8.8 million. So this is, we overwhelmingly support this stuff.
160 people?
Yeah. Well, it was 863.
Oh.
So out of 8.8 million. Although not everyone agrees with policies that are designed to place greater restrictions on gun ownership, the top vote getters in this survey reveal broad consensus amongst Republicans and Democrats. And it's amazing that people in a state clearly think something can and should be done, but there's no consensus on what single purpose. But they do believe banning assault rifles will lower crime and stop mass shootings.
Because all the mass shootings were committed with AR-15s.
Yeah. And
not. But
they said there's support for an assault weapons ban at 63%. So that's about 500 of the 863 people.
And all from the Democrat voter list.
Correct. And limiting the capacity of gun magazines at 53%, okay? And I'll tell you what, about three-fourths of the survey respondents also believe there should be an increased funding for mental health services. Now, I like that. Mental health services as opposed to mental health screening.
Right.
I believe we need to do more.
Yes.
Like we do so much for diabetics, heart disease, cancer research. I think there needs to be more support for mental health research.
But what does one thing have to do with the other? I mean, you could say the same thing about drunk driving, and drunk driving still kills three times the amount of people that any firearms accidents in the United States kill, or intentional violence, firearms violence.
Correct.
So what should we increase mental health for drunk driving and driving while intoxicated, or driving while under the influence? Is that a mental health issue? Or is that a behavioral issue?
More behavioral, I would say, but, you know, what do I know?
You mean like walking into an open mall and shooting people? That would be behavioral.
You know, and then on the other end of the spectrum, like Gary Roth sent me this, the CrossFit Games, you know, which is big now. You know, everybody's into this CrossFit.
I haven't heard of it.
CrossFit's like rolling tight. When we come back, I want to mention what they're giving away for prizes in the CrossFit Games.
Oh, good. I hope
you don't know what CrossFit is. You're old.
I am.
Hey, Bobby, how you been?
What is CrossFit?
Let me see in a minute.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. I got a lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
And this segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDORFCHIRO waldorfchiropractic.com. Waldorf Chiropractic is conveniently located in Bridgewater, New Jersey. Dr. Eric published his own book, Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You. Many, many Gun for Hire Radio and Woodland Park Range alumni visit Dr. Eric in Bridgewater. If you or a loved one is within 30 miles of Waldorf Family Chiropractic, please visit him. If not, refer friends and family or give him a shout out and a thank you for supporting those who support us. So, gentlemen, CrossFit is a new type of workout where you flip tires, swing an, a sledgehammer, climb up ropes and stuff, rather than like...
Willingly?
Yes, rather than, you know, lifting just weights from a bench or exercising in aerobics. And the theory behind CrossFit is like, you know, like a farmer from throwing bales of hay or a lumberjack has a different kind of strength. You know, you have different structural strength. So,
and I might add, both get paid to do that. CrossFit, you would, what, pay someone to?
So CrossFit is giving away Glock pistols.
Sweet.
As one of their grand prizes. And an online petition was started. And 20,000 people believe that they should not allow sponsorship from Glock, nor should they give away pistols. So
20,000 people. How many people agree that they should?
There's no petition for that yet.
No,
because we don't care.
No, we
because
don't.
The problem between a libertarian and a progressive is if I don't like guns, I don't try
I don't
to take them
one.
Away
yeah,
from you.
Right. Yeah, it's like, fine.
Do
I don't
what
like
you
your gun,
want, and I want to do what I want.
Yes,
so it pisses me off. You know, you want to talk about banning guns. All right, let's hear it. We talk about Brexit that's going on and Merkel out there. What happened in Germany? Huh? 17-year-old Afghan refugee, Alu Akbar, with a knife and an axe. Hong Kong tourists, one of them still in critical condition.
Yeah.
Four are dead, right?
Yeah.
Are they dead?
No, they're not dead because they weren't
I'm
shot.
Sorry.
No, they weren't shot.
Oh, okay. 17-year-old.
If they were shot, they'd be dead. And it was it an AR-15 type hatchet?
It was an AR-15 type hatchet. He was a 17-year-old refugee, and you want to keep letting these people in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well.
Hillary Clinton wants to increase refugees from Muslims 550%. Sandy, let's get your stuff right.
Right.
So, Bobby, that's CrossFit, where you flip a tire the wrong way. Rather than roll it the smart way, you flip it end over end. Okay.
So, remind us to come watch you do that.
And you know,
we'll get a couple of beers and a couple of lawn chairs and watch you flip.
Yes.
A few months ago, I reported on this comedian and actor in New Jersey
with
the BB gun.
The
it
BB
was actually an airsoft gun.
What? It was an airsoft gun.
He took a plea deal. He got probation.
He took a plea deal for an airsoft gun?
Yeah, because he was looking at 3 to 5 years in prison. The prosecutor would not drop the case against him.
You're kidding.
So for you people that haven't listened to previous shows, this kid was hired by a production crew to drive down the street and shoot an airsoft gun out the window of a car. Neighbors saw it. I think it was Woodbridge. Cops pulled him over, charged him with possession of a firearm. Producer, director, never applied for any permits. It was like a, you know, third tier down class
$60 B. production. Yeah.
They locked him up, and he spent like 5 days in jail. He had a GoFundMe page his girlfriend started so that he could get out on bail. And he was looking at 3 to 5 years in jail, and he couldn't afford legal counsel, so he got a plea deal, and he got 3 years probation for an airsoft gun.
Which isn't even illegal.
Which
what the hell was the charge?
Which is the madness of New Jersey.
Yes, that's true.
But so they want to put him in prison. I got to tell you something. We have a customer that comes in. This gentleman is a doctor for prisons across the country. He's a physician, and he travels around. He's more of a consultant for the company now. His company is in charge of medical services for like 250 prisons. They privatize the medical services.
Not in the federal prisons, in the state prisons.
Yeah. Listen to this. They budget $30,000 a year medical treatment for every prisoner, medical and dental. Mm-hmm. Now, some prisoners use $1. Some prisoners use $300,000. They just had a guy in Missouri 2 weeks before he went to his death sentence. He got a heart transplant.
Well, I mean, who am I blaming here?
Got a heart transplant. They get the best care. It's all in plan, I guess. There's no copay.
Did you spend $30,000 last year on healthcare? I didn't either.
No, they get it's like an in-plan service. You don't have to like go through your gatekeeper. You don't have to get approval from an insurance company. They get all their
and it's house calls.
Yes, they get all their dental. They get all their medical. When they're transferred to an outpatient facility, they get a private room, not a semi-private room.
Well, you can't just stick them in with that.
For security, and they get a 24-hour guard that we have to pay for as well.
Of course.
Chemotherapy, radiation, diabetes, heart disease, you name it.
It's wonderful.
We pay for it. There's 2.5 million prisoners incarcerated in the United States, and the average prisoner is budgeted $30,000 a year for medical and dental.
Bohica.
Okay, Bohica. And but he told me that. He goes, they gave the guy a new heart, and then 2 weeks later, they
took
killed
it away.
Him. Okay? It's crazy.
Because he was on the transplant. Right?
Yes. It really is. When you think about it, you know.
You can't make this shit up.
No.
So
no.
That's just the
when
way
you,
it is.
When you really think about it, you're like, wait a minute. How does this happen, Bobby? How does this madness happen?
Politicians.
Cable TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, cable TV.
You know, air conditioning. Meals, you want glatt kosher, you want halal, you want vegan, you know, you want vegetarian.
Is there vegan halal?
I don't know. Ugh, imagine. Although halal food is just like kosher. It's just as well for me. You know, one of the things I saw at the RNC convention I was watching, I like Newt Gingrich, except, you know, he supported NAFTA, and I don't like him for that, but... He read off all the terrorist attacks around the country in the past 37 days, starting with the Florida, the Orlando thing. And we're in a whirlwind of shit, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
In 37 days, it was like every 3 or 4 days.
And he didn't even count all the cop shootings that were happening.
This was terrorist stuff. He wasn't focusing on the cop stuff. This was terrorist stuff. It was 37 days, so that was like 3 days ago. So it was like 40 days. In 40 days, it was like it's been nonstop terror attacks.
Yeah.
And our administration has their head in the proverbial sand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
It's not going to stop. It's not going to go away.
We have been talking about this for 5 years, that there will be a Mumbai-style attack in the United States. It's a given.
It's going to happen. Yeah. It's going to happen in a mall. It's going to happen in a public place. It's going to happen. Listen, we talked about it last week or the week before. Just get a truck to slam through Times Square.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And then
you're not going to kill 300 people. You're going to kill thousands.
Yes. And then have them pull a pin on a dirty bomb or something.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And now close off entire lower Manhattan.
Right. During rush hour.
Yeah. Now what? And now now what? Okay. Right. Or do it in a mall. Horrible. Horrible.
And in the meantime, let's take our guns away.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers at each port are bulletproof. They're extra wide ports so two people can stand side by side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well lit. We also have 3 times as much light down range that the average range would have, because I believe it's important that the targets are well lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right, we have 2 smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients.
And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. In New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family. So the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and Corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Freedom. Oh, for the people.
No rules. No apologies. No holding back. Gun for Hire Radio. The most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 4 years running.
And this segment is brought to you by LibertyOfficeSuites.com. Liberty Office Suites, a.k.a. Montville Executive Suites. Ron Sousa has two locations now. One in Montville on Changebridge Road and one on New Road in Parsippany, which is where we rent space. Ron has about 70 now suite type timeshares where for as little as $58 a month you can have a professional looking environment. He has every type of service and support there, conference rooms, AV equipment. He has a room that'll hold up to 70 people.
58 bucks a month, you can actually go in there?
Yeah.
Go inside?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. To start at $58 a month.
That's incredible.
I mean, give me a break. To get your ass out of the barista bar where you look like a loser, okay? Or we can meet at my mom's house after she leaves for work.
Just come to the basement window and knock.
I'm 267 Main Street, Suite G. What is that? The garage.
Okay.
So rather than meeting people, you bring them into a professional environment like that. I mean, you can have parties, meetings. You can have, if you were on have an offsite conference and you have 12 people and you can't accommodate them in your small office, you can meet them there. Ron has all the AV equipment.
Yeah.
Show up with your iPad or your laptop, plug it
in,
and you have your presentation. So also, Ron has graciously donated the 29th of July, the CLE class that Knappen is teaching for NJSafeCon.net will be on Friday the 29th at their Montville Executive Suites. And Knappen is the teacher. There's CLE credits. If you go on NJSafeCon.net, you'll see the prices for attorneys and non-attorneys. Very economical. Ron has graciously donated that room, again, to SafeCon because he helps out the cause just like we do all
the
time.
Yes, he does.
Now, the next show is going to be taped around 1 p.m. With Cam and Company and the Bear Arms podcast at njsafecon.net, which is July 30th at the Parsippany Hilton. If you have not gotten your tickets yet, please go online and buy them, njsafecon.net. Your tickets are electronic. You're going to walk up to the counter when you go in and register. We prefer to know how many people are showing. We don't want all last-minute Nellies to just show up because John and Rachel are trying to plan a beautiful event. So, and you're not going to receive any tickets, Bob Petty, okay? The tickets are electronic. You're just going to go in, show your name. You'll get your wristband. There's a bar there where you can get soft drinks, beverages, as well as snacks and lunch. There's a Ruth Chris Steakhouse. It's right across the street from Arthur's Steakhouse. If you want to hit that afterwards, it's a little more economical than Ruth's Chris. And then, of course, down the road is JR Cigar in Whippany, where a bunch of us Pro 2Aers are probably going to meet for some cigars after the conference. But it's njsafecon.net. And Cam and Company is going to be there. Scott Bach, Evan Knappen, Dan Schmutter, Keith Pantaleone, Shanine Allen, Tony Simon, all the diversity shoots. Saw Group is going to be there. RTSP Range is going to be there. Red Dot Firearms is going to be there. Gun for Hire is going to be there. Even a couple of people that are ostracized from the gun community by me now are going to be there. But you know what? I have to show solidarity with everybody. And that's been my job and my calling in life. And so I'll be speaking, as well as we'll be doing a monster podcast, and we're going to get Cam Edwards on from Cam and Company. And we might even get a few of you people to come on the show. We're going to be taking pictures. John's going to be taking video. It's going to be a great thing. From 10 to 6, it's going to be one group of speakers after another going up conferences. And it's $20.
$20.
John's not doing it to make money. He's just doing it to cover the overhead.
Exactly right.
And we're doing it as a gathering. And there's detractors out there. They're like, oh, it's a circus. It's this or that. You know, it's not going to do it. Yeah, well, that's all bullshit. But
the first year was a fantastic year, and it was down in Vineland.
Which, well, you're going to make fun of Vineland now?
I am not going to make fun of Vineland.
It was just far from densely populated New Jersey. Now it's in Parsippany. It's on the crossroads of 287, Route 10, Route 80, Garden State Parkway, 46-3, 287. It's all there, close to Montville Executive Suites and Liberty Office Suites is in Parsippany. So it's clustered there. RTSP is up the road a few miles. I'm about 15 miles from the venue, the range here. So let me tell you something. You got to come. NJSafeCon.net. It's going to be kid-friendly. There's also going to be Pro 2A vendors there. We got a few of them. Roger Garrett's Water Company is going to be there, water softener company.
Oh, great, yeah.
And there's going to be a few more. And the ones that aren't coming with your business, product, or service, you could sponsor. The program is being printed this week. John will get you in the program. I will shout out all of those people who sponsor on the following week's show or that week's show.
Right.
So NJSafeCon.net. I don't want to break a broken record. Are you going to go, Bob? You should come. It's next Saturday, the 30th, from 10 to 6.
I may have a conflict. I have a very good friend having his 87th birthday.
He'll have an 88th next year.
God bless him.
Seriously.
Dude, at 87.
He's had 87 already. Talk about beating a dead horse. I mean, no, it's okay. But it's going to be a good time, and there's going to be people there of every size, shape, and color. A lot of new Gun for Hire Radio followers are going to be there. I look forward to seeing them and supporters. You don't have to live in New Jersey. We have people coming from as far as Pennsylvania, New York State to visit it. I know we have two listeners coming up from Delaware who were at the Vineland one, which was close for them.
You are coming, try to bring somebody from one of your clubs, because I've had a horrific week at gun clubs this week with idiots.
Yes.
Idiots.
And you're going to get a good goodie bag, too. You know, I'm giving away stuff. The Gun for Hire's giving away stuff. Saw's giving away stuff. We're getting Gun for Hire.
A lot of swag.
Yeah, Gun for Hire Radio, we're giving away free head slaps.
Nice.
Yes, I'm wearing four of my skull rings, and if anybody wants one, all you got to do is ask. So what happened at your gun club? Tell me.
It's just ridiculous.
Tell me.
Oh, come on. You get into these conversations about we should be banning ARs because they're nothing but killing machines. This is coming from gun club members.
What else is new?
I mean, blood was shooting. No, yes, some of them not. But blood shooting out of my eyes.
You're not going to change their mentality.
No, you're not. I don't understand. I just don't understand.
These are the Woodstock gun shooters. Not Woodstock like Woodstock, New York. Right,
right,
Bobby?
No, you're
these
right.
are the guys.
Right.
Yeah. Now, Bobby, you're how old are you?
73.
And do you own any black rifles?
Yes.
Oh,
I'm going to shoot one tomorrow.
Okay. So you're an anomaly because most guys 73 years old don't shoot black rifles. They shoot wood stuff. Am I right? Bolt action
stuff?
I don't even
think you own it. No. Do you own much wood stuff? I don't think you do.
Yes. Well, yeah. Well, if you want, if you want to talk about the Garands and the
M1As
and the M1As and the Colt Sauer and the Remington 700 and the O3s and such. Yeah.
Even maybe an Enfield or two?
That I don't have.
I'm surprised.
Yeah. I came very close and the deal didn't fell through.
Enfield was a British rifle in 303. 303,
but,
right?
303, but then the 1917, it was developed into the 1917 for the Americans to use during the First World War because there wasn't enough Springfields.
See, now Bobby's not a good example because he's a bench rest shooter and a long distance shooter.
Oh, I'm not a bench rest shooter.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, what are you kidding?
You're a hunter?
Yes, I'm a hunter also.
I
shoot with a sling.
Now, I should have done some research. Go ahead, Bob.
Now, tomorrow I'm gonna cheat. We're using sandbags. We're shooting a tactical match.
Is that bench rest?
No, it's not bench rest. You cannot use a rear rest. You have to use your hand.
You walked right into that one.
But so how many guys shooting tomorrow will be in their 70s?
Not a lot.
I would say at least a dozen.
Out of what, 100?
I can't say it. Maybe there'd probably be 30, probably at least 30 guys shooting tomorrow.
And so like 10% or 30% will be older guys.
Yeah.
See, it's diminishing, though. Because a lot of guys, guys that don't shoot competitively like him, 300 yards or whatever, the hunters, they're the FUDs. They're the ones we really have to worry about. Yeah. The guys that only hunt because they're like, oh, they're not going to take my shotgun. They're not going to take my muzzle loader. Right?
Right. That's what they believe.
Yeah. But we all know it's a slippery slope.
Nothing like that ever happened anywhere. There's no precedent. Not like Australia or Britain.
Or Massachusetts.
Or
California.
Or New Orleans.
Or Hawaii. Hawaii has a state registration now for all guns.
None of those presidents,
We know it's all about control, Bob. We know it's about that whole control thing. And it's hard. We're doing this NJ SafeCon, and, there's a million gun owners in New Jersey, and we should have 100,000 people show up to support the SafeCon.
Right.
And we'll be lucky if we get 1,000. And I'd be happy with 1,000 people showing up. We'll probably bust right out of the Parsippany Hilton. But what pisses me off, Bob and Sandy, is the core, the first 300 or 400 people are the first 300 or 400 people that I see at everything. Every rally, every support thing, every picketing thing, anything that way where we're causing a little civil disobedience, it's our same core.
Mm-hmm.
The same people over and over again. It's so hard to
recruit. To the point we know them by name.
Well, we all know everybody by name. It's a shame. It's really a shame. The CNJFO billboard in Freehold is getting a lot of media attention, so I want to kudos to Matt
Andreas.
Yeah,
it's right by
the cabin.
Yeah.
You saw it?
I saw it the other day by mistake. I didn't know where it was.
He's called Charlie.
Yeah.
I think they're doing a good job, so I'll give a little shout-out to those guys. We still have Christie in our corner, but who knows how long that's going to last. Our legislators right now are like rubbing their hands and
they're just
waiting to go.
Well, I talked to a guy the other day at the gym, and he's big into the Democrat Party, and he said the last fundraiser they just had, where Sweeney attended, was it blew the doors off the place. It was the biggest event for fundraising that he's seen in his lifetime.
Everything I do gonna be funky from now on.
Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day, and perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
Final plug, njsafecon.net, njsafecon.net. Buy your tickets. It's Saturday, July 30th, 10 to 2 at the Parsippany Hilton. Come down, say hi, shake our hands. Let's have a little fun, some pictures, do whatever we want to do. I believe Sandy will be scantily clad that day, by the way. I'm just putting that out there.
No, you don't want to chase people away.
And also a shout out again, Jose at Philly Gun Training, phillyguntraining.com. If you need anything, if you're in the South Jersey area, if you're in the Philadelphia area, he's right across the street from the police department that issues the carry permits for Pennsylvania. And he has a beautiful boutique school around the corner from the gun range. And Jose is the man.
Dude,
phillyguntraining.com.
It's like 200,000 people in the state of Pennsylvania who listen to the show. You just pissed off 200,000 people.
Love me.
They do.
Sandy made me
say it. I don't know.
Bobby encouraged me, and Sandy made me say it. I'm not at fault. I'm that kid when the parents come home and the vase is broke, I said to my mother,
He did it.
Peter made me do it. My brother. Listen.
Well, at least you didn't plagiarize anything.
Almost every professional golfer has backed out of the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro because of the Zika virus.
Yes.
And you're an infectious diseases guy. And now we found out that the Zika virus can be transmitted sexually from a woman to a man or a man to a woman.
Like,
but what's going on in Rio de Janeiro was 2 days ago.
This is going to be
arrested,
good.
No, they arrested 10 people from ISIS.
Oh.
For a terror plot in Rio for the Olympics.
Were they infected with Zika?
No, not yet. Oh, but I wanted to talk about Zika because don't go to the Olympics in Brazil. A, they're not ready. They don't have enough security. And they got Zizi flies or whatever flying around with Zika in their pointers. Okay? Listen to this. 10 suspects were detained and 2 more were being sought. All are Brazilian, but they're ISIS supporters and followers.
Oh.
One was a minor. Police acted because the group discussed using weapons and guerrilla tactics to potentially launch an attack during the Olympics, which begins August 5th. However, there were complete amateurs and ill-prepared. All you need is a cargo truck. I like how the media plays it down.
Yeah, right, of course.
I like how the media plays
That's
it
the
down.
Narrative.
Let's go steal a tractor trailer and drive through the center of Olympic Village.
Let's not forget who created ISIS. It was created in Benghazi, this little known fraction of Al-Qaeda that was funded and guns were driven. It's funny how this administration wants to ban guns, but yet gives guns and sells guns through Fast and Furious and through Benghazi. And that's why ISIS was formed.
Listen,
because the guns were going to ISIS.
This is what's scary. The 10 people were arrested in 10 different states. To me, that stinks of network.
Look, 10 lone wolves.
If you make 10
wolves,
arrests, you're
jumping to conclusions.
States.
You're just like that right-wing conspiracy whack job.
So listen to this. It was not clear whether all the suspects knew each other, okay? And they said they'd all been baptized by Islamic State sympathizers online. None had actually traveled to Syria or Iraq. This is all you need. You have a terrorist network. This is what they do. They do this online. You recruit and you baptize and you give permission, all right? Now, one of them tried to buy an AK-47 assault rifle, apparently the most concrete action taken toward a possible attack. And the police
At least it wasn't an AR-15. If it was an AR-15, it would have been deadly.
Correct. Now, the police department is saying there's nothing to be concerned about because they're going to have 85,000 police and soldiers patrolling during the Olympics. I don't care if you have 2 million, all right? You get a stadium to let out and you get a nut job
exactly
to run over people.
Yeah. Anybody's ever been to a Yankees game when it was letting out?
You need to go to a Yankees game and leave when Tom O'Byrne leaves the Yankees game. He has a cow catcher on the front of his car like they have on the trains. And it's like the old Laurel and Hardy, like the Keystone Cops.
Oh, yeah.
They
people
go flying
away.
Up in the air. We left the Giants game, and we got back to Woodland Park Range in about 9 minutes.
No way.
Yes way. Okay? Yes. I had to take some drugs for motion sickness. I wear the wristband.
The wristband just
when
you're driving
with
him?
How about that's underwear?
No, my underwear were okay. It was like being on Space Mountain or something
in
Disney World.
God,
it was horrible, Bob. So they're telling people 85,000 police and military are going to protect. What does it take for 2 ISIS sympathizers to whack an army officer on the head and take his AK-47 and shoot 35 people? These people are willing to die for their cause.
There were armed police officers outside that club in Orlando who couldn't get a shot off. And the first responding unit were 2 SWAT officers who couldn't get shots on target.
Correct.
Which allowed this person to go in there. That was one gunman. Oh, I'm sorry. One gunman.
Gunman.
And 3 police officers, 3-1.
3-1. They just keep changing the narrative.
Yep.
Listen, these Olympic competitors, they're going to be doing stuff after hours in the Olympic Village.
Sure.
They're going to keep them contained because all around Rio are slums.
Yeah,
and they're not going to want them in the slums. But what really will it take to just create any kind of madness or mayhem.
Not much.
Not much. I don't trust it. Listen, my prayers, I cross my fingers. I hope that nothing happens. I really, really
absolutely
hope that nothing happens.
Hope we're wrong on everything.
But you know, they're the JV team. They're contained. I don't want to hear any of that crap anymore. A couple of things.
They
also
might have been a JV team till we armed them and funded them. So.
Remember that New Hampshire is back, but it's still not ready. I checked with Scott Bach yesterday.
Still?
Another week or two.
Okay.
Before you submit your applications, I will let you know. Gun for Hire Radio will be the first to get the info from Evan Knappen and Scott Bach. I want to thank them for their efforts of suing the state of New Hampshire to get it back for us. But they're not ready. They don't have the final application form set up. Remember, we have the poker chips here, each one reach one. I think our number one leader now is David Schreiber. He came in last night. I think he's up to about 40 chips now.
40?
Yeah, about 40. Yeah, he works for Google, and he keeps bringing co-workers here to shoot. Yep. He keeps bringing co-workers in here, so God bless him. He's kicking butt. The Evan Knappen gun law book and the Evan Knappen knife book is here, by the way. And I'm just thinking what else I want to get into it before we get into our learning segment. Let's see. Oh, a lot of people are sending me this Senate bill that would grant universal concealed carry reciprocity. Remember, it was 2009 that the Thune-Vitter bill failed by 2 votes.
Right.
And I've said it for the longest time. I've never been a big Donald Trump fan. But if Donald Trump becomes president, we stand a good chance of getting a federal concealed carry bill passed. Okay? If we could get the Republican House and Senate off their ass.
Assuming there is a Republican House and Senate.
Yeah, well, if there is, but we could probably get this rolling. And so there's a new bill, a bipartisan bill currently in the U.S. Senate that would do away with the patchwork of state reciprocity laws, okay? The bill, the Constitutional Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act of 2015, was introduced by Senator John Cronyan from Texas, I guess. That's a good example, you know. And it had 16 early co-sponsors, including West Virginia's Joe Manchin. Manchin and Toomey also had a carry bill like 3 years ago that also failed. So, and they referenced Shanine Allen's case in here, which is a beautiful thing.
Wow.
She's a beautiful person. Mm-hmm. She's been here to shoot. She's been on the show. Well, she hasn't been on the show? No.
Last year.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, maybe we'll get her back on. Senator Sessions, Stearns, they're all backing this bill. And, you know, it's obviously it's pushed by the NRA. It's the, you know, Chris Cox is weighed in on it and everything. And this would basically take a concealed carry weapons permit and make it like a driver's license. Now, again, as Knappen would say before, since we don't have a New Jersey one, we would be what do they call it again? When under the 14th Amendment, where they discriminate against us or whatever. Equal protection.
Equal protection.
So under equal protection, New Jersey, we're going to get screwed. Knappen's like, that's all right. Let the bill go through flawed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even if New Jersey's not included, and then we'll take it to the Supreme Court later. That's another reason why we really can't have Hillary in the Supreme Court. Did you happen to catch Cruz's speech where he didn't endorse Trump?
I didn't
Trump?
Catch yeah. any of the...
Did you see it, Bobby?
I seen part of it.
Yeah. He talked. Yeah. He did not endorse Trump. I don't even know why Trump let him speak. But I understand he took it personal because Trump went after his wife and his dad and everything. But Charles Krauthammer from Fox News, the doctor in the wheel, he said that Ted Cruz's speech was the longest suicide note ever written in history.
He's good. I like Krauthammer.
I like Krauthammer because he refused to endorse Donald Trump because there is no solidarity. And it's interesting how all of the other Republicans that took the pledge to support whoever got the nomination, like Bush and Kasich, they didn't show up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's interesting how they signed that for support, yet they didn't do it because they're so scared that he's so anti-establishment.
Politician doesn't follow through with what they say?
Imagine
this
that.
This is news?
Imagine that, because they're afraid of him. And I'm afraid of him, too. I just hope he don't start World War III.
Yeah.
I'm only 55. If I was Bobby's age at 73, I'd be like, yeah, have that. It'd be an interesting couple of years. But, you know.
I worry about my children and grandchildren.
I just got Winston. It's just me and Winston.
And Winston doesn't like him. So
for how long?
So I don't care. But it's very interesting that Trump obviously got the nomination, and now we'll see what happens when him and Hillary go head to head. We'll see. But yeah, so we have another national reciprocity bill. These come up all of the time, and we'll see what's going to happen. I'm optimistic. I've been saying, we've had the show for 6 years. I've been saying for 10 years that we will get a federal carry way before we get a New Jersey carry.
Absolutely,
permit.
Yes.
And again, like Knappen said, we will probably get a federal carry that excludes us, the states that don't issue carry permits.
Right.
And then we're going to have to get together the 4, 5, 6 states that don't issue carry permits, and we'll get it. We'll say, wait a minute. Bobby lives in Pennsylvania. He can come to Pennsylvania with his carry permit. I can go to Pennsylvania when I'm non-resident, but I can't carry my own state.
Right.
So
welcome to New Jersey.
We'll see.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Crank it up!
And this segment is brought to you by me, because I'm cute.
Matter of opinion. Oh.
I just got Bobby laughing.
Delusional.
There.
He's a man with no mirrors in his house.
Yes.
Okay. I wanted to talk about this last week, but we had other things to talk about. And summer's here, and we live in the most densely populated state. We have more cars per square mile. We're right next to New York, and we have other listeners that drive into cities as well, or on any country road. I want to address road rage a little bit on how to handle it. People have been killed.
Is this like a how-to?
Driven off the road. Yeah, how-to. We had a off-duty New York cop shot a guy in a road rage situation a few weeks ago, was caught on video. And I mentioned it last week, and a Gun for Hire radio alumni and follower, Chad Hunt, who's a photographer, a great photographer, by the way, he sent me an email. He says, looking forward to your road rage episode. One thing I wanted to recommend, which is totally off my radar, by the way, because I'm old.
Yeah, it was off mine, too.
Yeah, recommend is to talk about dash cams and how they can help. I have a forward-facing and rear-facing one made by Blackview, the best one in my opinion. It records 180 field of view, video, audio, mile per hour, time, date, and GPS location. I've already used it to provide evidence against someone who filed a false police report against me in a minor fender bender. And captured another fender bender where the video proved one of the drivers was lying. My insurance agent bought one after handling my case, and the police officer was beyond impressed with the video evidence. Anyway, in terms of road rage, it's super calming to know that when someone is tailgating me and giving me the finger for going the speed limit, that I have them on video if it escalates. Now, that's a great idea. I didn't even research pricing or anything. My next response was, well, if you pull over, turn your iPhone on, but you're probably going to want to be calling 911.
Looks like they start at about $179.
And I have no idea how they work. I'm going to research them a little more. Sandy's researching them as well. my first advice with road rage, back in the day when I was testosterone filled, if somebody was tailgating me or giving me the finger or cut me off, my first response was to drive them off the road. Right, Bobby?
Yeah, yes. That's pretty much right. That's a Jersey thing.
Now I wave and smile like I'm sorry, and I back off a little bit, yep. And I try to keep a distance, and it's better if they just pass me or whatever, because one of the best things to do is prevention, okay? Mm-hmm. I recommend that if you are a victim of road rage and someone is approaching you, don't get out of the car. Get on 911 immediately. Now, if you can go on 911 and turn the video on, video recorder of your car at the same time, I would do that too. So I appeased them. I just waved my hand. Sorry about that. And, you know, give them a friendly wave. Ideally with five fingers, not a half a piece.
Right, exactly.
Okay? Apologize, all right? If they won't let go, I'm sorry about that. My fault. I did that a few weeks ago. I cut in front of somebody. So I said, excuse me. Make sure if you have to, if they're really coming at you, you know, call the police. Try to disengage. Either slow down or get off of the exit. So maybe they'll go the other way, Sandy. Maybe they'll break away from you and, you know, it'll fizzle out.
Yeah.
You want to kind of diffuse it as best as possible. But, you know, 8 out of 10 U.S. drivers, this is a study that was done by Pew Research, 8 out of 10 U.S. drivers admit expressing anger, aggression, or road rage at least once in the previous year. We all do it. You know, in our car, we feel like we're comfortable in there. And, you know, when somebody violates our space, we want to kill them. I've learned more and more to laugh it off. Now, again, at 55, if there's a 24-year-old listening to me on the show right now, they're not agreeing with me.
No, exactly.
Okay.
Right.
But remember, everything today is being videotaped. Everything today is being watched.
Oh, there's cameras everywhere.
You have to be careful. Yeah. Your actions can get you in so much trouble. The majority of our listeners are gun owners. Show some aggressive tendencies. Threaten to kill somebody. You will never have a gun again in the rest of your life.
Right.
Okay? You will never have a gun again in the rest of your life. Suck it up. Life is too short.
Right. Well,
all right.
Absolutely.
So I'm talking in the first person now, that if you're the one creating the rage, going after the person, screw it. What does it matter? They cut you off. All right. They're an idiot. So what? Keep them in front of you where you can watch them. You don't need to accelerate. There are people that have had road rage incidents where their kids were killed in the car, either because of shootings or they were driven off the road.
Right.
Think about your actions, okay? I love Chad's idea. I'm going to look into those Blackview cameras. Sandy, my birthday's coming up in like 9 months if you want to buy me a
9 months. just a heads up,
you
just
know,
in case.
I got rear-ended a few weeks ago. I was the first car. The third car hit the second car and then hit me, and we did an accordion. And as soon as the cops got there, the guy in the back says, it's his fault he stopped, pointing to me. My first response was to throttle him. Yeah. I said to the police officer, I said, I'll be waiting in a car if you need me for anything. And I went and sat in the car until he came and asked me for my credentials, because I didn't need it to escalate.
Yep. Right.
I knew I was right. Yep. I was in bumper-to-bumper traffic, but there's no reason for it, okay? There really is no reason for it. So drive, mind your business, try to appease, wave off, sorry, you know, do an animated sorry or something. I'm not asking you to kiss somebody's ass, but sorry, I'm really sorry. And if they look at you and go, yeah, you're a jerk, and they keep going, all right, fine.
Fine, done.
Fine, who needs it? We have other things to worry about.
Right.
We have other things in life to worry about, but I love the camera
idea. All right, now what
idea.
Happens if somebody comes after you now?
Okay, somebody's aggressively coming after
me.
First thing I would try to do is I would try to slow down. Hopefully they would break away from me and give up. If they're tailgating me, I would probably continue driving and call 911 and stay on the line and say, I'm on Route 287 South, mile marker 33. I'm driving a black Mercedes-Benz. I'm being tailgated by a blue Toyota Corolla, and the driver's making motions, and he's been following me for a mile or two. And I'd have the phone up while I'm talking so that you know, yo-yo behind me can see that, and that might make him break it off as well. Now, what if you drive up to traffic? If you drive up to traffic, you better make sure your windows and doors are locked. There was a woman a few years ago where they were bumper-to-bumper traffic on a bridge, and he got out of the car. He dragged her out of the car, and he killed her. He beat the crap
that.
Out of her.
Remember
why all the other witnesses watched it. He was like a big dude, like a football player.
Everybody
he
just sat around and watched,
So I would have the doors locked, the windows up, and again, get on the phone, 911, and if you can talk on the phone while videotaping at the same time, if he approaches or she approaches the car. Listen, I'll give you a perfect example. East Hanover, on Richdale Ave, right outside the Trader Joe's, an elderly man inadvertently cut off a younger woman. She followed him into the parking lot of the King's grocery store next to the Trader Joe's. He got out of the car. She starts berating him, yelling at him. She was 30-something. Bobby, he was 80-something. He had a heart attack and died. She got charged with manslaughter.
As she should have, yeah.
You know what she got? She got a 5-year suspended sentence, probation, anger management, and other stuff. Try to get a gun.
Yeah.
Try to get a gun now after that. Yeah, is it really worth it?
Right.
You could pull over and get hit by another car. Some jackass texting.
It happens all the time.
And smash right into you in the shoulder.
Absolutely. It happened. How many troopers are killed on New Jersey highways? That is the most dangerous position.
Yes.
Even worse than going to a domestic.
So stay on the line. Describe your car. Describe your situation. If you have kids in the car or whatever. And hopefully they'll get the hint and break off. If it's traffic and they're coming up on you, man, it's a scary situation. If you're familiar with the area, if the road rage is happening in a surrounding town that you're familiar with, drive to the local police department. Drive right into the parking lot of the local police department while you're talking on the phone. Okay? Let them follow you into the police department. I guarantee you the parking lot of the police department has cameras.
Oh, yeah,
okay?
Definitely.
Walmarts have cameras. Kmart's have.
Right.
Almost everybody has cameras today. You're being videotaped. You do not want to be videotaped as the aggressor.
Right.
Okay. Now, if you have lipstick bodyguard in your car, you have a mace or OC spray in your car, you could crack the window.
Right.
And spray it out at the person if you have to. But be careful it doesn't backfire back to you.
Yeah. Exactly,
okay.
Right.
But they might also grab the window and break it. People do crazy things, man, when they're pushed against the limits. Later on, when they're sitting in a cell, they're like, oh my, why did I do that?
Right.
It's too late now. So let me tell you what the guys at the Woodland Park Range have to offer. Bobby, thanks for stopping in and making me look bad because I didn't do my research on you, by the way. Evan Knappen will be here October 14th with his live-action gun law seminar. Urban Pistol 1, July 31st at Cedar Grove. Urban Pistol 3, August 7th at Cedar Grove. Urban Carbine 1, August 6th at Cedar Grove. Carbine 2, August 20th at Cedar. Urban Carbine 3, August 14th at Cedar. Prepping Level 1, August 6th. You should come for that class. A woman last week in New Jersey, a power line hit her car, and she stepped out of the car and got electrocuted and died in New Jersey.
Yep.
James Hedham in Level 1 teaches that you're supposed to stay in a car with those car tires keeping you grounded.
Right.
That's covered in Prepping Level 1.
Right.
Prepping Level 2, August 27th at a secret location. Protective Pen, August 7th at Woodland Park Range. Protective Cane, August 21st at Woodland Park Range. Each one, reach one with your poker chips, and you better be at NJ SafeCon next week, July 30th at the Parsippany Hilton. I'm done with you all.
Well, I want to say it's about time that I get off the air too and play with my gift that my cousin brought me, which is 8 pounds of 700X powder.
Nice.
All right. Well, we love you guys. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gunfire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license to Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gunfire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. Like Anthony says, each one, reach one, that applies. Winston, tell them. We love you guys. See you next week.
From sea to the shine.